Hello again, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob. It's the 35th day of our Lenten journey. And I think by this time we're holding hands as we walk together, praying for each other, probably singing Weave as we walk towards Jerusalem. And of course, yesterday was that great day when we welcomed our Savior into town. Who knows what could happen next? But this is Monday of Holy Week, so let's stay here. Today's devotion is called Words with Enemies. And this is Holy Week, so we should be challenged, and I hope this devotion is able to sit on your heart, because it's easy to just not listen to this. But maybe this time, you know, create a little change in us. Words with Enemies. The scripture is from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. John 13, 1 and 2. This is John's version of the Last Supper story. So we're getting the first two verses of chapter 13. Here's the word of the Gospel. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. May God bless the hearing of the word of the Lord. Here's John Pavlovitz's devotional today. Words with enemies. The saying goes, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. That's always sounded counterintuitive and frankly pretty painful to me. I'm rarely in a hurry to have proximity with anyone who's injured me. In fact, I usually try to get some distance between myself and those people in the name of self-preservation, peace and quiet, or just the assurance that I'm right and they're wrong. I imagine you do too. Most of us have a growing list of former meal companions we now refuse to share a table with because of a political or a theological divide or because of a wound sustained. The older I get, the more disconnections I've made with people. And there's usually a story I tell myself about them in which I'm justified. Most of the time, I can make a pretty strong case for excluding them. Then Jesus offers a dissenting example by setting a different table, one big enough for my enemies and for the friends who have acted like enemies. Jesus is dining with Judas. He is serving him. Jesus knows Judas has promised to betray him. And yet there's Judas at the intimate table when Jesus shows them what it looks like to live with a servant's heart. Every once in a while I think about that and it bothers me. It bothers me because when someone has hurt me, I'd much rather delete them from the guest list than extend hospitality to them. I'd almost always prefer to fill that empty chair with my self-righteousness and my grudges. It bothers me because I see Jesus demonstrating a love that overcomes. And I don't like to be reminded that I should at least make an attempt. I'm not telling you to plan a meal for or to wash the feet of someone who is actively causing you pain. Without question, if you are a survivor of abuse or trauma, never place yourself in harm's way in the name of tolerating difference or loving your enemies. But within the boundaries of healthy relationships and personal safety, imagine what it might look like to rise, to meet a moment of relational fracture with something other than silence and distance. Amen.